Hey, Grow Squad. Hope you're doing good this week. I am Eugene Hamilton, as you very well know, your host today. And I hope that as you've tuned in, you're ready for, I'm talking about a hot topic today. As we move forward, as we unpack some things, I hope that will unlock some things in your life to propel you to higher heights. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. Bless our conversation. Amen. Let me get right to it. I have officially lost 15 pounds. Yeah. Now, that's insignificant, right, for some people that are saying, what's your big goal? And I'm saying to you right now in this moment, I've lost 15 pounds and I'm excited. Forget the 50, forget the 75 pounds, forget the 35 pounds. I need to, no. I've lost 15 pounds. And here is why I'm excited about it, because I am continuing to go forward. You say, what do you mean? Typically, every year I lose and I gain the same 15 pounds because I usually stop at 15 pounds and celebrate. Have you ever celebrated something that turned into an extended celebration? Yeah. Typically, I find myself celebrating milestone, if you please. And that's not a milestone, I guess, but losing a significant amount of weight, and I'll have me a cookie. I'll have me whatever it is I want to have. And I'll think to myself, in the morning, let me get on the scale. And usually I'm pretty good. I probably would not have gained anything. And I'm almost like my son. Let me try it again and see how much I can get away with. And I'll eat another cookie the next day. And before you know it, I've gained the 15 pounds back. And what brought me to a place now where I'm excited about 15 more and 15 more and 15 more is simply this. I'm just sick and tired of mediocrity. I realize and recognize, and I've heard, my wife has told me, I've heard gurus say this. I've heard individuals who are close to me say this, man. They're along with being successful in life, in business, whatever you're trying to do, you gotta be intentional about being successful with your health. And so I'm locked in now. I thought on January 1 I was locked in, but here we are in the midst of the month of August, and I'm locked in, and I'm not letting go until I reach. Listen, here is why. There is a cost of settling for less than you know you're capable of. There's a cost. And you got to ask yourself, how much is it costing me to remain the same, or how much is it costing me to get halfway to the goal and then regress? How much? I don't have a number for you. How much is it costing you to get excited about a goal, to put your pedal to the metal about a goal for a month and then take 2 months and go all the way back to square one? I just recently heard a podcast by my man Ryan Leake, and he talked about falling in love with boring, right? And most people don't get past a certain point, because after a few weeks of doing something, we get bored. But the people that I see that are in the best shape, I don't know if they love boring, but they realize that they've got to allow boring to work for them in order to reach their goals. So they eat the same food every single day. They pull out a scale and they weigh 6 ounces of protein, 4 ounces of protein. They count out the number of asparagus they're going to eat. They count out the number of strawberries they're going to consume. They count out they look at how many ounces or gallons of water they're going to drink every single day. It's boring. There are people who get on stages and have glamorous jobs in front of you. In fact, Beyonce is, I don't know if she's still on tour. Maybe it's over by now. I don't really keep up with the Cowboy Carter tour. But what I do know is this. As many times as she has performed throughout her most recent tour, if she's off tour by now, as many times as you've seen her on stage, falling from that Cadillac in the sky. As many times as you've seen those cowboy boots just quadruple the amount of time she's been on stage, and she spent that much more time in practice. How boring is that? To practice the same routine over and over again until you get it right. To practice your same mistakes over and over again till you find a solution to your mistakes. To practice over and over again. Now, she loves dancing. Of course, she loves performing. But there's a part of what she has to do to get ready for the performance that very well is not glamorous. And most people want to look good. But what's unsexy, what doesn't feel good, is driving by Krispy Kreme and deciding not to go in. What doesn't feel good is saying no to your friends who they're going out, but it's your senior year in high school. You got to buckle down and ensure that your GPA reflects where you're trying to go. I just said something. And so you've had to say no to parties. You've had to say no to outings. You have to say no to trips because, number one, you ain't got no money. But number two, most importantly, it doesn't align with your goals. It doesn't align with your dreams. It doesn't align with where you're trying to go. And so you've got to ask yourself in life, what's keeping me where I am? What is it? What am I afraid of? And man, I had a conversation. Oh my man, listen. I had a conversation with someone not long ago, and they said these words to me. He said to me, "Eugene, you've got to learn how, as much as you've been blessed, as much as God has done for you, with all the things that He has entrusted you with, you've got to start trusting yourself to go higher." What he was saying was this. He went on to say, oftentimes you think you're waiting on God, and you forget that God is waiting on you. So whether it be a journey to enhance your mind, to think about, to go higher, to start a business, to apply for that promotion, to get ready for whatever it is, you think you waiting on God like, no, I already gave you the tools. I've already given you what you need. I'm waiting on you to trust you. I'm waiting on you. See, oftentimes we it's a cop out. When we are afraid to move forward, oftentimes, especially in religious circles, people often say, "I'm waiting on God." And for so many, that is the biggest slap in the face to God, because God's like, "What are you talking about? I am waiting on you." So what is it that you're riding right there, just under the above average sign? What is it that's stopping you from moving toward or moving through the next threshold, in so much as you find yourself thriving and not just surviving? What we got to learn, what we must learn, and this is not a suggestion. I am telling you full well, we've got to learn the impact of comfort zones. Staying in your comfort zone absolutely, positively stifles your growth, both professionally and personally. Staying in your comfort zone almost rocks you to sleep. It's almost like having a young infant, right? If you rock the baby too hard, the baby not going to sleep. If you don't rock them hard enough, the baby's not going to sleep. But you get right there in that nook, that get them in that comfort zone, right? Where you're not rocking too hard, you're not rocking too softly, you're right in that comfort zone. It rocks them to sleep. The same thing happens in your life, both professionally and personally. If you are in that comfort zone too long, you get comfortable. You think that you've arrived. You think that there's nothing left for you to do. You think that there's no more, no mountain that you can climb anymore. Listen, when you find yourself being okay with where you are, it's time to do a heat check. It's time for you to figure out, why am I so comfortable here? Why am I? And it's not even just about money or status. It's about impact. Who is being impacted positively by me being in this comfort zone? If two people are being impacted, oh man, I am grateful for that. But if you realize and recognize that 2 + 2, 4 people can be, you could double that impact if you get out of your comfort zone, then you should do.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Do more. Listen, I'm often amazed because I wrote a children's book. By the way, hint, hint, I'm writing a second one. Yeah. I wrote a children's book, and someone asked me about the sales of it. And I said, oh, man, at that time it dried up. And they said, well, how much are you advertising it? I said, oh, stopped. I put it out there a couple of days. Sales were great. And then, you know, I got to keep doing it. They said, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you believe in it, you got to keep at it. You can't depend on Amazon. You can't depend on this platform to promote your stuff. Nobody will promote your stuff the way you promote your stuff. I got comfortable. Had a few sales. And I said, oh, man, this is catching on. I hit number one on Amazon, which is pretty hard to do, right? And I'm not even trying to be funny. I didn't even try to do it. So I said to myself, wow, it's selling itself, right? There's some things that were in place, but I'm saying I didn't spend any money trying to put my stuff on more top rank. I didn't do none of that. No. But then I got comfortable after it reached its height. Here it is. Here's what I'm saying. I want you to sit down and ask yourself, am I in my comfort zone right now? Have I said to myself, this is all I can accomplish in 2025. I'll wait to 2026 to kick it in gear again. If that's where you are, I don't want to say shame on you, but shame on you. You're too gifted. You're too talented. You have too much to offer to the world to just sit down, rest on your hands, and coast through the rest of the year because you think you've done all that you've been called to do. I would challenge you on that. Even if you are not in a place where you're creating new ideas or creating new whatever you've already packaged, more people need it. So you got to ask yourself, how can I not so much go back to the drawing board and start building something from the ground up? How can I use this? I'm asking myself right now. You've got a book out there. You started writing a second book, but how many more people don't know about the first book? See, that comfort zone will have you delusional. That comfort zone will have you thinking, oh, the world knows about everybody. Not even a fraction of the world knows about my impact, what I've done, or my book. Not even a fraction. So sometimes what rocks us to sleep is arrogance. That somebody can be arrogant enough to believe that because a certain segment of people know about what your offerings or know about your presence, that the whole world knows? Or at least the part of the world that you were born to impact, you think all of them know already? I doubt it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to examine yourself. Don't self-diagnose, but ask yourself. And I said this at the very beginning of this episode. What is it costing me to stay right where I am? What is it costing me to stay right where I am? Not growing, not moving forward, just being stagnant and comfortable. And when I figure out what it's costing me, I got to ask myself, well, what am I going to do about it? Because you haven't dug deep enough if you've examined yourself, if you've asked yourself what it's costing you, and you still aren't moved to move further, you haven't dug deep enough. You haven't gotten to a place where it's that important for you to go back to the drawing board and see how I can have greater impact. See, one of the things, in fact, I spoke at a church not long ago, and I kind of made the analogy of, or the connection of, people working and serving, saying that if everybody came to this worship center having the same set of gifts, there's not much we could do outside of those gifts that everybody has that are the same. But because we are in this assembly and because we've been called to this particular place of worship, all of us have different gifts, and it behooves us to operate in those gifts and use those gifts to do exactly what we were born to do. What am I saying to you right now? Listen, there's enough people right now copying everybody else. What have you been uniquely called to do? And if it's the same topic as somebody else, what sets you apart? Why is your unique gift your unique gift? What is the difference between you and the one that's already offering something? Don't be afraid of the fact that there's some people covering your topic. Listen, just make your topic you. What's it costing you to stay the same? And then lastly, what do I need to do to develop a growth mindset? See, this whole idea of adopting a growth mindset shifts your perspective. It allows you to understand that in life, we should always be in a constant state of growth and development. Always. We should always be looking to learn something from somebody, and that somebody oftentimes can be yourself. What can I learn from me that didn't work for me last quarter? What can I learn from me that didn't work for me last week? What can I learn from me that I tried, that I attempted to do, that I need to do better, differently, or otherwise? What can I learn? So that I can constantly and consistently find myself in a posture of leveling up, because I've decided that I'm going to grow through everything. That old saying goes, don't just go through it, grow through it. Whatever situations are in front of us, are we growing through those situations? Whatever we are faced with, are we growing? Or are we just going through the motions? As you think about the fact that we've got another quarter in this year left, And this third quarter isn't over. There's still much that you can accomplish. There's still much that we can do to further our cause. So I would challenge you to not be comfortable where you are. I would challenge you to revisit your why. Revisit your motivation. Revisit your reason. And get back to it. Because if I were to take a wild guess, a guess, I should say, it's costing you a whole lot to remain right there. And it costs nothing at all to tap into what you already have and to move higher. It doesn't cost a dime for you to tap into your God-given gifts. Listen, people are always, I think it was Kev on stage that said, man, listen, one of the things that blows his mind and blows my mind too, when people try to become good at something that they're not good at, when they haven't developed fully what they're already good at. They want to develop a whole new set of skills. When you haven't tapped into the skills that you were given at birth, maximize that. Maximize what you're already great at. Multiply what you're already good at. Double down on what you're already good at. And watch things in your life not change overnight, but they'll begin to get better step by step, moment by moment. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Somebody in your life needs to hear this one, I promise you. Your cousin, them, your nephew, your niece, your coworker, your son, your daughter, somebody, your husband, your wife, somebody needs to hear this episode. So please share this out. Don't keep this one to yourself, right? Please share it out. Like, subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. And we thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And don't forget that as you move forward every single day, find an opportunity to go, to grow, and to glow. That's my time. See you next week. Peace.